Thank you very much for your constant support for our business. And thank you very much for coming to this briefing despite your busy schedule. Without further ado, let me begin Yamaha Corporation Analyst and Investor Briefing on the second quarter of fiscal year ending March 31, 2015. First, to summarize our results for the first half, both sales and income increased year over year and exceeded previous projections. Net income declined from the previous year, partly due to the inclusion of income from sales of investment securities in the previous year's results. As there was no income of this nature this first half, net income declined. Musical instrument sales were robust in North America. In the audio equipment segment, AV products continued to struggle. The semiconductor business faced increasing difficulties, while the other business was broadly in line with expectations. As you can see from these figures, net sales in the first half exceeded 200 billion yen for the first time in 5 years. We were able to achieve an increase of net sales for 3 years in a row. Both operating and ordinary income slightly exceeded previous projections. On the other hand, net income declined year over year due to the fact that last year we booked income from sales of investment securities while there were none this year. Turning to net sales and operating income by business segment, the musical instrument segment saw an increase in net sales and a jump in operating income. While sales grew for audio equipment, operating income decreased, although this was in line with previous projections. Net sales for the electronic devices segment were above our plan, but operating income was a struggle. This was because net sales levels were maintained by low-margin codec IC sales, while products that we placed high hopes on, such as graphic LSI for amusement equipment, did not reach our target. This resulted in putting a lot of pressure on the profit. This slide is a comparison with the same period the previous year and previous projections. One major item is the 2.1 billion decline in profitability of electronic devices. We barely offset this by the positive impact of exchange rate and the improvement of manufacturing cost. Versus previous projections, we saw a decline in profitability of electronic devices as well as a downturn in the AV products. Although it is not clearly mentioned in this graph, half of the decrease in sales came from unrealized losses of the inventory. This is basically the difference against our previous projections. Let me go through each business segment. First, the musical instrument segment. As you can see from the figures here, we were able to achieve a substantial increase in sales as well as income. By product, digital musical instrument sales were especially strong all around the world, recording double-digit growth. Robust sales in the North American market continued from the first quarter in products besides digital musical instruments such as pianos and wind instruments. Uncertainty continued in Europe, especially in the German market. Although sales in China slowed from the first quarter, they were in line with projections. Going to the audio equipment segment, for AV products, sales were worse than previous projections and accounted for a major decline. On the other hand, professional audio equipment sales were better than previous projections. In total, including the impact of the currency, figures were in line with previous projections. Next is the electronic devices segment. Although sales were 10 billion yen the previous year, it ended at 7.5 billion for this term. Sales were slightly higher than previous projections, which were 7 billion yen, but the amusement market remained sluggish. As this is a high-margin business, the impact on the profitability was considerable. As a result, the segment booked an operating loss of 0.9 billion yen. Related to this topic, at the same timing of the announcement of our financial results, we had made a major decision that further restructuring is necessary for the semiconductor business. We have been producing some semiconductor products at our subsidiary, Yamaha Kagoshima Semiconductor, Inc., but the decision has been made to transfer the ownership of this company. With this, our semiconductor business will become fabless, meaning that the fixed costs in the factory can become variable costs. We consider a rapid recovery of the profitability of this business from next year onwards. Yamaha Kagoshima Semiconductor's fixed cost is 3.7 billion yen. Fixed cost will come down, but there will be some procurement costs that has to be accounted for. So the direct effect of the restructuring is expected to be about 1.5 billion yen. Furthermore, and this will be mentioned afterwards, we have invested considerable amount of money for the development of new semiconductor chips. However, as the development will end, fixed cost in this area is expected to go down substantially next year, which means we are anticipating an accelerated recovery of profitability in the next fiscal year. We think that we can be more flexible by becoming a fabless operation. Not only that, as demand changes quickly nowadays in this business, we want to expand our B2B business by selling not only chips, but selling modules and units to our customers. We will focus on these initiatives and expand our business domains, not only limiting ourselves to semiconductors. An extraordinary loss of 1.8 billion yen has been included for this year's forecast. Through these measures, as we have taken care of costs related to the transfer of this business in a lump sum this year, there will be no negative impact to be accounted for from next year onwards. The other's business was basically flat year over year, although there were some differences depending on the business line. For instance, sales for the resort business went down slightly due to irregular weather situations in summer, but were offset by the factory automation equipment business with orders picking up. Overall, the segment's results were in line with expectations. Let me go to the outlook for the second half and full year. There will be no major change in the overall outlook for the musical instrument market. We will think that the current trend will continue. For the audio equipment business, although AV products will continue to face headwinds as it has done in the first half, new professional audio equipment products are expected to contribute to improve results in this segment. Conditions remain challenging in the electronic devices segment, although we have been expecting recovery in the amusement equipment market. We have taken into account the recent movements of the exchange rate and revise our estimate for the second half from 100 yen to the dollar to 105 yen to the dollar. As a result, for the full year outlook, it will remain the same as previous projections for net sales and operating income. Net income has been revised downwards by 2 billion to 19 billion yen, taking into account the extraordinary loss coming from structural reform in the electronic devices segment. Let me go through the full year forecast by business segments. The musical instruments segment is expected to be above previous projections. Our assumption is that we will be able to offset the struggling electronic devices business by robust musical instruments performance. The audio equipment segment outlook is unchanged from previous projections. This is because while professional audio equipment business will be robust, AV products will continue to struggle. We have been assuming in previous projections that the graphic LSI for amusement equipment business will start to recover in the second half in the electronic devices segment. However, the amusement market is still very weak, with orders for new units being delayed. As a result, we revised our outlook downwards for this business from 17.5 billion yen to 14.5 billion yen. This decrease will be offset by the increase of the musical instruments business, leaving the full-year forecast unchanged from the previous projections at 430 billion yen. As for operating income, the electronic devices segment was break-even in the previous projections, but currently we are anticipating a loss of 1.5 billion yen. This will be offset by the performance of the musical instrument business, where we think we can maintain its momentum from the first half. As a result, we are maintaining a full-year forecast for operating income at 29 billion yen. This is analysis of operating income versus the previous year due to the improvement in manufacturing costs and the positive impact of exchange rates. We expect to be able to achieve this target. Against previous projections, there will be some decrease in sales and decline in profitability of electronic devices, but we think we'll be able to offset this through reduction in SG&A. It shows a negative impact of 2.9 billion yen coming from new consolidations, out of which 2.6 billion is from goodwill. The remaining 0.3 billion is the operating loss coming from the businesses. This is because there are some products that are not reaching the targeted sales at line 6. Revolab's performance is basically in line with expectations. There have been delays of new product development at line 6, which we want to catch up, and we want to further proceed on our initiatives to create synergy with Yamaha with their sales network. This is the net sales and operating income of the musical instruments segment. As I mentioned previously, we have revised our outlook upwards by 3 billion yen for net sales and 1.5 billion yen for operating income. This means that the operating margin will be 8.6% for the full year. Operating margin in the first half was over 10%. Normally, this will go down in the second half. But that said, we think that this level of profit is achievable. This slide shows sales of musical instruments by region for both results and second half projections. Although there was a decline in the first quarter in Japan due to the last-minute demand that came up before the consumption tax hike in the previous quarter, sales recovered to the previous year level in the second quarter. By products, slow piano sales were offset by the sales of digital pianos, but all in all, the performance is basically at the same level from the previous year. We think this trend will continue into the third quarter, although sales will be below the previous year in the fourth quarter due to the high sales level we have seen in the previous year coming from last-minute demand impacted by the consumption tax. Going to North America, sales was 119% against the previous year in the first half, showing a strong increase. Even though the AV products sales may struggle a bit in the second half, we think we'll be able to maintain an 110% sales growth. In the European market, again, we think we'll be able to maintain the good momentum we have seen in the first half into the second half. But that said, there are some uncertain geopolitical factors. This is the reason that our total outlook for Europe is a bit conservative at 108% against the previous year. As for China, there was a sense of business slowing down in the second quarter, but we think we'll be able to go back to the level we have seen in the first quarter in the third and fourth quarter, bringing the increase year over year at 109%. In other regions, we anticipate we'll be able to maintain the trends we have seen in the second quarter. Going to the audio equipment business, as I have mentioned earlier, we are anticipating a slight decline in AV products. However, this will be offset by the increase of professional audio equipment, leaving the overall forecast the same as previous projections. We are assuming profits will trend in line with our plan. If you take a look at audio equipment segment sales by region in Japan, there is some ups and downs in the figures, but in the second half, our commercial audio installation business is very strong. The completion of these projects will be concentrated in the second half, which is the reason behind these figures. We are taking a slightly conservative outlook for the North American market, but all in all, we anticipate steady business performance. Although AV products are struggling in the European market, the professional audio equipment business is robust. The forecast is based on this trend. In China, as Revo Labs' OEM business is included, we think we'll be able to achieve the same level of results as the first half. In other regions, supply of professional audio equipment products were not sufficient in the first half, but as the situation will be resolved in the second half, we think we'll be able to grow slightly year-over-year. This slide shows a breakdown of sales by major product categories. In the musical instrument segment, there is still uncertainty lingering in the piano business. Although sales were 101% year-over-year in the first half, we think it will decrease slightly in the second half. Digital musical instruments did very well at 114% against the previous year in the first half. However, as we are taking a slightly conservative stance in the second half, for the full year, our outlook for this category is 108%. Second half performance for wind instruments will be the same as the first half. In the string and percussion instruments category, there was a strike in the second half of last year at an Indonesian factory, and there was a substantial shortfall of product supply. Currently, production volume has gone back to normal. Taking this into account, second half numbers show a strong trend of 133% year-over-year, but conversely, this points to the fact that last year's numbers were very low. AV products continue to struggle, and our assumption is that this situation will continue. Although sales were slow for professional audio equipment in the first quarter, we were able to be 110% year-over-year with new product launches from the second quarter. We think we'll be able to maintain this trend in the third and fourth quarter, making the full year outlook 110% year-over-year. I have already explained about the electronic devices segment. We have included a rebound in the amusement market in our outlook, but it seems that this will be pushed back further. This led us to factor in negative numbers in our projections. We sell geomagnetic sensors for smartphones, but sales of smartphones not equipped with these sensors expanded. As a result, demand for geomagnetic sensors has not grown, so we reflected the situation in our figures as well. Our customers who use our codec IC products for their smartphones are struggling, and we took this into account as well. As a result, the full year forecast for sales for the segment is 14.5 billion yen and operating loss of 1.5 billion yen. Full year projections for the other segment is more or less the same as previous projections. I mentioned that in the first half, the shortfall of the resort business was covered by the FA equipment business. Our assumption is that this situation will continue into the second half. Overall, the sales forecast of 26 billion will be unchanged. Inventories at the end of the first half increased year-over-year by 4.2 billion yen to 94.7 billion yen. This is due to 5.6 billion yen worth of impact coming from Forex and some from new consolidations. The actual inventories decreased. Inventories at the end of the fiscal year are forecasted to decrease from previous year's 82.7 billion yen to 82.1 billion yen. We were successful in controlling inventories at the end of last fiscal year, leading to inventories level to be less than normal years. We think we can repeat that this year, bringing inventories down slightly compared to the previous year. CapEx is basically in line with our plan. One thing I want to mention is about R&D expenses for electronic devices. The amount was 2.7 billion under previous projections, but we are forecasting this to go up to 3.3 billion yen. This is due to the fact that we are developing a new graphic LSI, but as we are conducting adjustments at the last stage to get us to the targeted performance, development cost in this area is increasing. We think we can end development by the end of this year, meaning that next year we can see a reduction of R&D expenses, including the portion that increased this year. One thing that stands out in our balance sheet summary is the increase in fixed assets in the first half. This is due to the revaluation of equities we have conducted in the first half. More specifically, the increase of value of stocks for Yamaha Motors is reflected in this increase. For the year-end, increase in the value of equities and increase of cash in line with growth in profits is reflected in this outlook. This brings me to the end of my presentation. Thank you for your attention.